Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we are going to spend some time talking about the 2015-16 school calendar. School opening is just 2 or 3 weeks away, depending upon when you're listening to this podcast, when you heard it on the radio or pulled it from our webpage. My very special guest on the program is Jenny Wood. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Wood is our wearer of many hats like we do in a small school system. She does facilitate the calendar committee, and that's another program where we talk about all the committee work maybe someday. She's the executive director of the Haywood County Schools Foundation, and she supervises arts and things like that. We have to do lots of things in a little district, and we're proud to do those things.
We are.
So I guess a lot of people don't think about this because we tend to focus on our kid and our school and that kind of stuff. But Ms. Wood, how many calendars do we have?
Okay, well, the calendar committee puts together three calendars. We have our Haywood County Schools calendar, which is for 14 of the schools, and then we have Meadowbrook, which is our year-round school, and then Haywood Early College. And their calendars typically a little more aligned with the community colleges.
Right. So we're going to spend most of our time today talking about the calendar that covers 14 schools. We don't want to slight Meadowbrook or the early college at all, but in truth, one has started and the other one is about to start, right, and they've been communicating with their people. But we will talk about those a little bit.
Okay.
Well, Ms. Wood, let's look at what I'll call the big calendar or the main calendar for the 14 schools. Can you just take some time? I guess first of all, before we look at major stuff, when does it start?
School this year starts on August the 19th. That's the first student day. It's a Wednesday, and it is a 1 o'clock dismissal day.
Okay.
So August the 19th, 1 o'clock dismissal.
And I'm going to be really cheesy here. It's easy to remember August the 19th because that's Bill Nolte's birthday. I don't want any gifts.
Remember.
I don't want any gifts, but if you just want to think about me on that day, that
every
would be
school
really
can
good.
Announce it that yeah, morning.
No, they don't
Welcome
need to.
Welcome to school. It's Dr. Nolte's birthday.
No, you don't need to do that. But that'll be a great day to start school for me and everyone else. So August 19th, mark that down.
Right.
If you have questions, staff will be there. All the teachers will be there 2 or 3 days before that.
Right.
And, of course, the principal and other staff are there during the summer. So let's look, Ms. Wood, at the major, I think when we were preparing for the show, I called them dates and breaks.
Okay.
So people can jot those down, and we'll talk maybe a little later about where to get a copy of the calendar if you don't have it.
That sounds good. I'll just kind of go through month by month. And, of course, school starts August the 19th, and then in September we have Labor Day, which is September the 7th, and the students will be out on that Monday. Moving on to October, we do have a work day on October the 5th that we use for professional development for our whole entire county.
Yeah, that's our one big training day. You folks know we're a very high-performing school district. We are not the best in the state yet, but we really use that day to do the newest and the bestest, excuse my silliness as we
latest
record
and greatest.
Latest and greatest methodology stuff. But that is the one day that we make sure our people know some really good stuff.
And then our calendar committee this year really wanted to try to fit in a fall break because I think that's pretty popular with the staff and with the community. And so this year our fall break is going to be at the end of October, October 26th and 27th. And just as we go throughout the calendar, I just want to remind you that we do have to take a work day at the end of every 9 weeks. So Thursday, the 22nd, is at the end of our 9 weeks, so our work day then follows to be that Monday for teachers to work on grades and things like that.
Right, and we may run out of time, but if we do, that'll be my fault.
Okay.
And the calendar committee moved that to a Monday and a Tuesday, I think, to help out the Friday night football
crowd. That's right.
So they could have a little break, too, if they chose to.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that works. That's never been done before.
Right. We'll see if that works well this year. And then in November, of course, we have Veterans Day and then our Thanksgiving break, which is the 25th, 26th, and 27th. And then moving on to December for our Christmas break, we get out. The students will, their last day will be December 18th, and then they will return on January the 5th. Of course, so there's some teacher work days in there. They get 2 full weeks this year.
Right.
And then our January schedule usually changes a little bit because of
snow.
Mm-hmm. So we have our Martin Luther King the 18th and 19th, and we usually end up having to take that 19th work day due to snow, so the committee just went ahead and put it there, knowing that we might have to,
to use that. Depends on the amount. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then in February, it's a full month, typically not usually a full month, but we have a full month scheduled of student days. March, we are out on Good Friday, which is March the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And then our spring break this year is the second week in August. I guess the first full week, but the second, the 4th through the 8th.
And we did that for 2 years now. This will be the second year that we matched with the community college, and we share a lot of students.
Right.
A lot of our students take their courses, and we share staff members who have, they work for us and their kids go to the community college, or they work at the community college and the kids go here. That worked really well.
And the daycare, too.
That worked really well last year.
And we moved it up 1 week for us. It's not that big of a change.
Yeah.
And then in May, of course, we have Memorial Day. And then right now, school is scheduled to dismiss on June the 2nd.
Okay. But don't write that in ink.
Exactly.
One of the next things that we want to talk about is the snow makeup schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And we average, it's a 20-year average, so it's very solid math. We average a little over 8 days. This last year may have seemed like a harsh winter, but it really wasn't. Mm-hmm. There was some cold and some frozen stuff, but we only missed 8 days.
Yep.
So we have a snow makeup plan. It's on the bottom of the calendar, and we'll tell you in a minute where you can get a copy of it if you don't have one. But just walk us through that plan, because we're probably going to finish 8 weekdays or school days after
the second,
on average. Maybe a little earlier, maybe a little later.
And it just depends on the weather. You never can really tell. But our calendar committee, which is made up of representatives from every school and parents, come together and they look at this plan, and we have several options. So the first option, when school is dismissed, Dr. Garrett uses this plan to guide her. She doesn't change it during every day that we miss. She follows this makeup plan that the calendar committee has got together and that the board approved. And so the first 2 days that we miss will be taken from the week of June the 6th through the 10th, from those work days.
Mm-hmm.
After that, Saturday school will become an option, and that's with the superintendent's discretion, and I guess it's going to see, you know, how bad the weather is. There's lots of different variables to determine
like
whether
on
we're going to go on a Saturday. And then the other options are more of the same, more of those work days in June 6th through the 10th, moving on to the next week, June 13th through the 17th, which would be to extend the school year a little bit, May 30th, Memorial Day, Good Friday, and then the calendar committee chose the last resort is to take spring break. And fortunately, in the last few years, we haven't had to take any of spring break, but we've gotten pretty close.
Yeah, we've gotten pretty close. Your safest bet if you're planning the family vacation is after June 17th.
Exactly.
If you do it before then, you schedule your own breaks. We don't control those, but there's that mandatory state testing stuff, and some of that counts as the students' grades according to the state. So your safest bet, and it's what we always do at my house, is we schedule it.
Wait till later in June.
After the end of the inclement weather. We're running out of time, so I appreciate you being on the program.
Thank you.
Listeners, very quickly, you can go to the Haywood County Schools website. There's a bar at the top that says Resources. You can click on that bar and go down to Parents and Community, and there's a calendar link. I think there's also a calendar link up top under Resources.
There's a calendar link for each.
Yeah, and then you
each
can
calendar.
And then you can go down to the bottom of the calendar page and get a copy of the calendar. You can also ask them for one at your local school.
Right.
All right. As always, thanks everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. We hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.